Creation. In the beginning, God began to create the heavens and the earth. The earth had no form and was void. Darkness was over the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness night. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day. God said, "Let there be a firm ceiling between the waters, and let it separate waters from waters." So God made the ceiling and separated the waters below it from the waters above it. And so it was. God called the firm ceiling sky. There was evening and there was morning, the second day. God said, "Let the waters below the sky be gathered together in one place, and let dry land appear." And so it was. God called the dry land earth, and the waters gathered together he called seas. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let the earth produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, fruit trees bearing fruit with seed, each according to its kind, upon the earth." And so it was. The earth produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kind, and trees producing fruit which has seed according to their kind. God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, the third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the ceiling of the sky to separate day from night and to serve as signs for the seasons, days and years, and let these lights in the sky shine above the earth." And so it was. God, therefore, made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the smaller light to govern the night. And God made the stars as well. God placed them in the ceiling of the sky to give light on the earth and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. God said, "Let the water teem with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth, under the ceiling of the sky." God created the great monsters of the sea and all living animals, those that teem in the waters according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the waters of the sea, and let the birds increase on the earth." There was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. God said, "Let the earth produce living animals according to their kind, cattle, creatures that move along the ground, wild animals according to their kind." So it was. God created the wild animals according to their kind, and everything that creeps along the ground according to its kind. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let us make man in our image, to our likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over the wild animals, and over all creeping things that crawl along the ground." So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, over every living creature that moves on the ground. God said, I have given you every seed-bearing plant which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree that bears fruit with seed. It will be for your food. To every wild animal, to every bird of the sky, to everything that creeps along the ground, to everything that has the breath of life, I give every green plant for food. So it was. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. There was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. That was the way the sky and earth were created, and all their vast array. By the seventh day, the work God had done was completed, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on that day he rested from all the work he had done in his creation. These are the successive steps in the creation of the heavens and the earth.
In these two chapters, we see two different stories about the creation of the world and of human beings that evidently contradict each other. The explanation is that the intention is not to try to explain how things happened. This was unknown to the authors and even to us, but explain who God is, the ruler, the Lord, and how humans relate to him. These are also beautiful hymns to the wisdom and power of God. You can also read Proverbs 8, verse 11, verses 23 to 32. Good sense is the first of the creative tasks of God. Ecclesiasticus 43, verses 1 to 33. It is a great hymn to nature that is presented as a commentary to Psalm 148. Job 38 and 39. God answers Job, who blames him for the evil in his life, and making use of lyrical genre, addresses God in prayer of praise and thanksgiving in the Psalms. Psalms are the prayer of Israel. They are the expression of human experience turned towards God. They are the expression of the life of a people dragged along by God. Psalms were composed for repeated use. They are not to become exhausted by the first person who composes or orders it, nor by the first historical experience of the people. You can also see Psalms 8, 24, 104, 136, 148. All of them talk about the creation of God.